I hope you're ready to take your mind and your imagination on a wild ride. Buckle up. Let's get ready for Triple OG Stories.
Welcome back. Man, it's really getting real right now. Can you believe some of the things that are going on in these episodes? In 1, 2, 3, and then 4? Well, I guess the positive thing about it all is Blue and Gold finally finding love and trying to settle down. Man, you know what? Let's just see what happened next.
Oh, man. Hey, you know where the niggas be at, right? Take me to them.
The BCBG was known for throwing the hypest parties in the Lower District of Los Angeles. Sometimes, it would be bloods coming all the way from New York, Florida, Texas, and a few other places all around America. They was all coming just to kick it with the bloods in Bingo County. Because Mando and his crew, they do it big. Tomorrow was Mando's 30th birthday, and he wasn't holding back on nothing. He had videos on YouTube, he had posts on Instagram, Shifty was all on Twitter and Clubhouse telling everybody to come and support the gang. You wouldn't believe how many people was responding too. They was on their way. This was gonna be a big one.
It was 3 a.m. the night before the party. Mando was leaving the club and heading back to his house. He noticed how quiet it was outside, and it kinda creeped him out.
Man, something just don't feel right out here tonight.
Mando made his way to the back of the building. He was heading to his truck. As he got closer to it, he heard a noise in the distance. This caught his attention. He looked around and seen a caramel-colored young lady standing in the distance with tears in her eyes. Mando walked over to her.
Girl, why are you out here by yourself this late at night?
I was trying to get away from this crazy-ass dude that was in the club. I've been hiding out here for like an hour, waiting on the parking lot to clear out. Then I was gonna walk home.
Walk home? What's your name, girl?
My name is Trina, and I'm not from L.A. I came here for this guy named Mando's birthday party tomorrow.
Well, I guess it was meant for you to go to that party.
Why you say that?
Because I'm Mando. It's my party. Where are you staying? Come on, I will drop you off somewhere.
Trina smiled to herself as Mando walked in front of her, and they headed back to his truck. He opened the passenger side door for her, and then he walked around to the driver's side. As he made his way around the back of the truck, Trina dropped 2 ounces of rocked up cocaine into the slot of the bottom of the passenger side door. She spoke into the necklace and told the crew he was about to drop her off at the location. Mando got into his truck. He turned and he smiled at Trina.
Shit, girl, you fine as fuck.
Thank you.
I know you see me looking at them hips from across the parking lot.
Mando pulled off the lot. Trina asked him to drop her off at the Walmart, about 3 miles away from the club. This took Mando about 8 miles out of Bingo County, where he wasn't protected by the cops on his payroll. While they were driving to the store, Blue sent out a signal through his laptop. He triggered out an alert, letting the police know there was a drug transaction occurring at the local Walmart. The signal got picked up by the sheriffs instead of the county police. Blue made sure to give the perfect description of the SUV he was in, as well as the plate number.
As Mando pulled up, Trina pointed over to Jasmine's CRV. She told him, "There go my sisters right there." Mando pulled on up, and Trina hopped right on out.
Thank you, Mando. I hope we get VIP at the party tomorrow.
Oh, hell yeah. Just tell him to call me when y'all get to the door.
Jasmine and Raina stood there smiling at Mando as he pulled out. They all got into her car and headed back to the comfort zone. As they pulled off the Walmart lot, They seen three brown and black sheriff cars pulling Mando over as he turned onto the highway, right at the corner of the street. They all started laughing and then they drove off. When the ladies got back to the house, they walked in and Chris was watching a video on how to hold a scalpel properly. Everybody was so proud of Chris. She was on her way to becoming one of the most important people they had ever known. She was proud of herself too, but she knew she wouldn't have gotten there if it wouldn't have been for Jasmine keeping her so strong. The comfort zone was full of life now, and everybody was happy. Jasmine and Blue had started to get closer. She spent a few nights in his room instead of hers. Raina was on the same mission, to be honest. She was really enjoying laying in Gold's king-size bed at night. They didn't spend every night together, but the ones they did, they were something Raina always wanted and hoped for. It was about 9 o'clock at night, and Jasmine wanted some chicken. She knew Blue didn't like for the girls to leave and be running around after dark because the streets got real live at night and they didn't take no prisoners. And neither one of the fellas wanted anything bad to happen to any of those girls. Blue threw on some sweatpants and a t-shirt and he grabbed his keys off the dresser as he walked out of his room. He headed towards the living room where Jasmine and Trina were playing Just Dance on the PlayStation 4.
Jasmine, I'm gonna go get you some chicken.
Thanks, but you don't have to. I can just eat something around here.
She wants you to go get some Popeyes and enough for all of us. She also said, don't forget the red beans and rice.
Thanks, Trina.
I'm always here to help, girl.
Blue looked up and Gold was standing there smiling as hard as he could. He waved by to Blue and bust out laughing. Blue shook his head and headed into the garage. Everybody started laughing when they heard the garage door open. Blue sat back in his blacked out GMC Denali pickup truck. As he bagged out of the garage, he turned on that new Jeezy and headed to Popeye's. He drove for about 10 minutes and then he pulled on up into Popeye's. It was about 2 miles away from the comfort zone.
As Blue sat in line, he noticed a blacked out Nissan Maxima that was sitting in a parking space off to the back end of the parking lot. It was one of the corner boys that had shot up the Telluride a little while back that Command had sent for them. The corner boy recognized Blue. He recognized him from the pictures that Mando had sent out that night. He grabbed his phone and he called Shifty Blood. He told Shifty what he had saw, and Shifty was in a very, very bad mood. Seeing that Mando got locked up the day before, and he was about to miss his own birthday party that night. They found dope in Mando's car, and that made Shifty lose it. Mando never even seen the dope they sell. He always stayed away from that part, so he knew he had gotten set up. Shifty sent out a few of his strongest hitters up to Popeye's. He hopped in the car, and he was right behind him. He knew he had a little bit of time because the drive-thru stayed very, very busy, and it moved really slow. As the lady handed Blue his food through the window, he noticed four all-black Maximas on the Popeye's lot now. He was pinned in. One of the Bloods got out of his car and motioned for Blue to pull out of line. He sat there. He was moving his hands around, trying to find the gun that Gold keeps stashed between the seats. Blue finally touched the right part of the seat, and the slot slid open. As he put his hand around the handle of the 9mm, his car door opened up. There were two BCBGs standing right there with two Ruger 9mm pointed at the side of his head. He let the gun handle go, and he lifted his hands into the air. Slot slid back closed, and he got out of the truck. As he walked to the back of the truck, he noticed about four people pointing cell phones in his direction. Shifty walked up, and he was completely covered in red, with a red mask pulled over his face. Everyone standing around Blue had the same red mask pulled down over their faces as well. Blue heard a voice in the distance say, "I'm live on Instagram at the Popeyes on Wilkerson and Johnson." That's when he felt the pain in his right eye. As Shifty started to punch Blue in the face, Blue tried to move and fight back, but two of the other Bloods held him by his arms. Shifty and two other men went in on Blue. They beat him up bad. Blue laid on the concrete as they kicked him in the stomach and in the face a few times. They picked him up and then put him in the trunk of one of the cars as they drove off.
Jasmine sat at the kitchen table looking at her phone. All her girls were standing behind her as she shook her head in disbelief. She had just watched Blue get jumped by a bunch of Bloods at the Popeyes on Instagram Live. She closed her Instagram app. She set her phone down. When she looked up at Raina, She had tears running down her cheeks.
Okay, so we fucked shit up then.
Period.
No, we gotta talk to Gold first. I don't even think he's seen this yet.
Probably not. He been asleep since Blue left earlier.
Gold was standing in the doorway the whole time. He heard everything they were saying.
Nah, I'm not asleep. And yeah, I seen the live stream too. Man, I'm gonna burn these niggas alive. It's about time to put an end to all this bullshit. They shot me first and now this?
Gold, we everything you need right here. Let's put these niggas down tonight.
Yeah, we going to the party tonight, so we should just take it to them.
We need to apply pressure, ladies. These niggas don't deserve to live after what they did to Blue. I'm ready to get my hands dirty.
Gold was in a bad headspace after he seen what they had did to his homeboy. He sat down and he came up with a plan that would put the girls in the right places at the right time. He knew exactly where the party was gonna be at. He had been there a few times before, checking the place out. He was ready, and it was time for some action. Gold sat the girls down, and he told them exactly what they needed to do. He drove to that little storage unit out there at the condo that him and Blue still had, and he picked up a few items that they used on a few past jobs. It was about 1 a.m. when he pulled back up into the comfort zone. Jazz was sitting on the back patio smoking a blunt with Raina and Chris. Trina was sleeping in a lounge chair next to him. Gold walked up, and he sat down right next to Raina.
I hope y'all feeling okay about all this. I need y'all to get some rest, especially you, Jasmine. Blue gonna be fine. He not gonna let them do anything to him without a fight first.
I know, Gold. I trust your judgment. I just hate the fact that I finally found someone, and then I had to watch him get hurt.
Trina started to open her eyes, and she looked over at Jasmine.
We all did, and they gonna pay for that shit, too.
Gold smiled at Trina, and he got up and walked off to his room. Raina hopped up and headed off right behind him. The rest of the crew got up, and they all walked into the house and went to bed. The next morning, the laptop was flashing again. Trina picked it up, and she walked it upstairs to Gold's bedroom. She knocked on the door, and Raina opened it. She let her right on in. She set the laptop down on the foot of the bed, and Gold walked out of his bathroom. He seen what she was doing and walked over and touched the email icon on the screen. It turned red and it opened up. It was a video of Blue. He was sitting in a chair and his shirt had been ripped off. It looked like they had been burning him with cigars and his chest was bleeding. And from the angle of the camera, it looked like he had been cut all over his back too. He had a black bag over his head. The video just showed his body and then it went off. Once it went off, it just started to spin and it disappeared again. Raina was shook. She just sat down on the bed and then she looked up at Gold.
Looks like they've been fucking with him all night long.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to show Jasmine this.
Show me what?
Jazz was walking by Gold's room when she heard Trina talking. Raina had left the door open, so Jazz was all ears. She walked in and sat down next to Raina.
They've been torturing Blue all night. Burning him with cigars and cutting on him.
Shit! What the fuck? We gotta go get him!
It looked like the same building they be having their parties in. So, I'm almost positive they got him there. And he gotta be like in the basement or something somewhere.
I tried to GPS his phone, but it's off. The signal is dead.
Chris stood in the hallway outside of Gold's bedroom and just listened to everybody. She knew she had to make sure she played her role. She liked Blue, and it hurt her to see him in that video, too. She heard Gold talking about the spot the BCGB was having a party at, and she knew exactly where the building was. She gathered herself, then she turned around and walked right on back into the basement. She opened up the small chest that had all the girls' guns in them. She grabbed 2 9mm, 4 extra clips, and her hip bag with the tracker in it. She knew what she was about to do was dangerous, but she also knew it had to be done. Chris went into the bathroom and ran a hot tub of water. She needed to calm down and take a hot bath. She knew that would help get her thoughts together. After about an hour had passed, she went to the kitchen and said good morning to the rest of the crew. She told them she had some things she had to take care of for school. They all understood, and they didn't want her involved in what was happening with Blue anyway. The only issue with this was, she already had her mind made up, and she was definitely getting involved. After she got dressed and grabbed all her weapons, she noticed the box of knives on the table in the dining room. She went through the box and found a very small sharp knife that reminded her of that scalpel she was learning how to use on that video. She knew how good her hands was with that scalpel, so she grabbed it. She folded it back down, and then she stuck it in the side of her bra. Her boobs were so big, it never moved at all. As she walked out of the house, everyone else was sitting in the kitchen eating and trying to keep Jasmine calm. Chris hopped in the Uber that was sitting outside of the house and headed on over to the club building. The Uber pulled up, and Chris gave him a $10 tip. She got out of the small car and checked herself to make sure that she had all her weapons and her knife. As the car pulled off, she walked into the building. She looked around, and the place looked deserted. She noticed a big round clock on the wall, and it was 11:30 a.m. She knew the building wasn't being rented or used for anything, so she wasn't expecting to see a bunch of people there, but she did expect to see some of Mando's people standing around at least. As she walked further into the building, she heard a voice speaking. She looked over the small partition, and she seen about four of the Bloods eating and watching something on YouTube. Chris ducked down some, and then she moved past the room as quiet as she could. She moved down the hallway, and that's when she seen Shifty Blood. He had his back to the door. He was on the phone trying to cancel the party for that night. She moved past the doors as he yelled into his phone. Before she knew it, she was in a small stairwell that led down into the basement. As she walked down the stairs, she seen one of the Bloods standing by the door. He was on his phone. He wasn't paying any attention to Chris at all. She placed her back against the wall and slid around the corner. There was a small metal bat laying on the floor. She grabbed the bat and checked the weight of it. It was light enough for her to swing. Chris took the bat and hit it against the wall a little bit to get the man's attention. He looked up from his phone and then he walked around the corner. As soon as he did, Chris swung the bat over her head as hard as she could. She hit that man right on the top of his head. He fell on the ground instantly. She moved over to him and poked him with the bat. He didn't move, but he was still alive though. She kept that bat in her hand. It was a quiet weapon, and she really wanted to save her bullets. As she walked through the door that the man was in front of, she seen Blue sitting in a chair. He was tied up, and he looked exhausted.
Chris pulled out her phone. She took a picture of Blue and texted back into the group chat she's always in with the crew. She then did a short video saying she was there, and she was going to save Blue. Back at the comfort zone, Gold, Jazz, Trina, and Raina's phone all started to vibrate at the same time. They all ended up back in the living room worried as hell. They couldn't believe Chris had left to go and save Blue by herself. Everyone was getting dressed and getting strapped up. They all had no choice but to make a move now. It was time to go get their family.
Mando sat in jail. He had just got done with processing, and he was finally in his cell. He sat there trying to figure out how he got caught up. He knew he had got played by Trina.
Man, I don't know when she did it, but she definitely played my ass. I don't even be in the same room as drugs. So I know it had to be that chick I met at the club named Trina. She set me up.
He laid his head back on his pillow and just stared at the ceiling. This was a bad time for him and his crew.
Chris walked around the room that Blue was in quietly. She didn't see anyone, so she walked over to Blue so she could untie him and wake him up. That's when Shifty walked in and stood in front of Blue.
Chris got nervous, so she squatted down and she slid under a table that was covered by a tablecloth. They was gonna use those tables for the party that night. She lifted up the cloth a little bit, and she watched Shifty as he was standing out in front of Blue smoking a cigar.
Well, well, well. Blue, I finally got your ass. It's real slick how y'all set my homeboy up. I got a few lures on that. He'll be home in a few days. Not that I can say that about you, though. When you go home, it'll be a body bag. I'm pretty excited about it, too.
Shifty took the black and mild that he was smoking on, and he put it out on Blue's neck. That's what woke Blue up. He was already in so much pain that by now, his body was going numb. He wanted to speak. I mean, he looked like he wanted to tell Shifty what was on his mind, but his mouth was swollen shut, so he couldn't say a word. He just basically sat there. But then, he recognized the smell in the room. He would never, ever forget that scent. He perked up, and he just started to look around the room. He barely could see because his eyes were swollen. But as he turned his head one more time, he seen Jasmine's pretty chocolate face. He smiled and he tried to lift his head up a little bit more, but that's when it brought him back to reality. Shifty smacked Blue and woke him up completely. He finally seen where he was again, and there was no Jazz anywhere in sight. Chris was furious after she seen Shifty hit Blue. She pulled a 9mm from her bag and tightened the silencer on the front of the gun. As she moved to her left side, she seen a man standing by the door with his back to her. She knew she could hit him at the distance she was at, and she also knew Shifty was pretty far away. She got down on her hands and knees and crawled closer to the man by the door. She was about 6 feet away from the man when he fell on the ground and blood just started pouring out of his head. She looked up and Gold walked into the door very quiet with the girls following right behind
him. Now be quiet, be quiet.
As he looked around, Chris stood up and waved her hand. She seen him and he seen her.
Go get your sister.
He sent Trina over to her. Jasmine and Raina walked off in opposite directions. They both had big ass knives in their hands. As they walked off into the darkness by the crates on the floor, you could hear a few of the men fall as Jasmine and Raina moved towards the direction Blue was in. I guess they was cutting throats for real. Gold turned his night vision sunglasses on. He wore them just in case. Even though him and Blue had got dropped by command, they still had a payout on the table. And if they completed this job, they could still make that money. As Gold walked up to the spot Blue was sitting in, Shifty Blood stood there with a smile on his face.
Gold, Gold, Gold. Did you really think he was gonna come in here with three women and try to take out the BCBG? Man, you one brave ass nigga. I'ma enjoy killing you, but right after I kill this clown. You already know I hate the color blue blood.
He pointed over to the wall, and Trina, Jasmine, and Raina all were on their knees facing the wall with guns pointed to their heads.
Maybe I'll let the team hit before I kill these hoes.
Gold was fuming. He didn't even hear the girls get caught up, or else he would've stayed hidden. Gold looked over at the girls.
Man, I'm sure you know I'ma kill you for this shit, right?
Shifty just started laughing.
Wishful thinking, my nigga. You probably gonna have to come back and hunt my ass or something.
Shifty lifted his gun slightly. He pulled the trigger. He hit Blue in his lower thigh, just missing the main artery. Blue winced in pain. Jasmine and Trina tried to get up, but the men cocked their weapons right behind their heads. They turned and they faced the wall again. Gold stood there watching Shifty as he walked and talked and made fun of Blue being in pain. Gold knew Chris was there, but he hadn't seen her in the last few minutes. Chris was standing behind an old fridge that was about 3 feet away from Shifty and Blue. Gold wasn't sure how she ended up so close to them, but he knew, Chris knew what she was doing. He watched Chris as she slowly crept up behind Shifty. He was bent down on the side of Blue, and he was poking him in the hand with the knife. Shifty was a taller man. He was about 6'2", and him kneeling down like he was made him the perfect height as Chris grabbed his dreads and tilted his head back. She was holding the smallest knife Gold had ever seen. She pressed it against his throat, and his skin opened up. She moved her hand, and with one smooth, quick motion, Shifty fell to the floor. She let his hair go as he reached for his neck. When Chris was watching that video, she was learning how to slice a main artery without making the blood spurt. She had just tested the technique on Shifty Blood right at that moment. His body was on the floor before the first drip of blood was seen. Gold lifted his gun and he let off one round into one of the men standing behind the girls. Jasmine and Raina both turned around and pulled their knives out of their waist and forced the blades into the necks of the other two men as they looked off as Shifty Blood's body hit the floor. Chris took her knife and cut the zip ties that held Blue onto the chair. He immediately stood up and moved to the side to keep his footprints out of the blood that was now covering the floor. Jasmine lifted Blue's arm over her head and onto her shoulder. She was so much shorter than him, she needed help from Gold to keep him on his feet.
The girls started to grab any and everything that they thought would incriminate them or the fellas. They left the bodies there to be found at a later time. Trina went through and she made sure that there was no cameras or any footage from any cameras in the area that had them on it. They were clear. Chris pulled the car around and everybody hopped inside. Jasmine was so happy Blue was still alive. She finally let them tears fall. She was so, so mad at herself. She knew she really didn't need that chicken yesterday.
All this shit for a two-piece and a biscuit.
Was there coleslaw? I love coleslaw with my chicken.
Yep. Yep, me too, me too. I love me some coleslaw. I got to have some coleslaw on my chicken. Hey, that's what's up.
Everybody started laughing. Even Blue smiled as he laid in that third row of the SUV with his head on Jasmine's lap. She tightened the belt around his thigh to keep him from losing a lot of blood. Blue laid there and held Jasmine's hands as tight as he could. Blue was in a lot of pain, and he knew it would be a while before he would be able to get back out on jobs with Gold again.
The blood is slowing down a lot. Blue, just hold on. We're gonna have you home, fixed up, and then you could get some rest.
They had beat Blue bad with a bat. They had broke a few of his ribs, and he was sure he had a concussion. Raina turned around and looked back at Blue. She had just got off the phone with a friend of hers that was a doctor. She told Raina everything she needed to do to make sure Blue was gonna heal properly and not get any infections or anything. She even told Raina that she would stop by the next day and check on him if the fellas didn't mind.
Blue, I just got off the phone with a girlfriend of mine who's a doctor. She told me what I need to do to help. You're gonna be fine. We just gotta get home.
Chris couldn't turn around and look at Blue because she was still driving. But she did tell Blue that she would help get the bullet out of his thigh. Blue felt good about having the ladies living with him and Gold now. He too was realizing how much they needed them girls around. He closed his eyes and dozed off on Jasmine's thigh, thinking to himself how right Gold really was.
Hey, another good episode, man. Hey, I want to thank y'all for checking out Triple OG Stories. Hey, we always looking for more talent. And again, man, we want to thank y'all. So check out what's coming next. Like, subscribe. You can catch us on YouTube, all the channels, man. You can email me at BobbyDollarShow@gmail.com if you're interested in being a part of what we got going on, man. Again, I want to thank y'all. And it's been the Bobby Dollar Show.